Happy Thursday to you, too. And I understand that World Cup football rankings kicks off your sports report today.
Kim, world football's governing body, FIFA, released its year-end rankings on Thursday. Germany ended 2014 number one overall, followed by the team it beat 1-0 in extra time in the World Cup final in Brazil in July, Argentina. Colombia, Belgium, and the Netherlands round out the top five in the FIFA rankings. Turning to Africa, two North African teams are at the top. The Desert Foxes of Algeria, who kick sand in the faces of many World Cup experts by reaching the round of 16 in Brazil, are number one in Africa to end 2014 and 18th overall. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia are next, number two in Africa and 22nd overall. Rounding out the top 10 African teams in the year-end FIFA rankings, we have Ivory Coast at 28th overall, Senegal is 35th overall, Ghana is 37th, and Guinea is 39th. The Cape Verde Islands are 40th overall, Cameroon is 42nd, Nigeria is 43rd, and Zambia is 46th. Kalusha Bwalya's beloved Chipolopolo of Zambia are also one of the biggest African movers. The Zambians are up 16 places from November. However, the biggest African mover is Rwanda, which climbed 22 places from last month in the FIFA rankings. Now let's go to Marrakesh, Morocco, where European champion Real Madrid of Spain will play South American champ San Lorenzo of Argentina in Saturday's FIFA Club World Cup football final. San Lorenzo, the favorite club of Pope Francis, advanced to the final Wednesday with a 2-1 victory over Auckland City of New Zealand in extra time. Real Madrid advanced on Tuesday with an easy 4-0 win over Cruz Azul of Mexico. Real Madrid traveled to Morocco in first place in Spain's La Liga, 4 points ahead of their nearest rival. Our football guru David Legg takes a look at the La Liga table now, as well as the other major European leagues.
Real Madrid, 39 points. Barcelona, 35. Atletico Madrid, a rare home loss to them at the weekend. They're down on 32 points, so they're already 7 points behind Real Madrid. And then you've got Sevilla with 30 points and Valencia with 28. If we then switch to the English Premier League, Chelsea, 3 points ahead of Manchester City. 39 points for Chelsea, 36 for Manchester City, and then the team to really watch. They're not playing particularly well at the moment. They admit that themselves, but Manchester United, 6 wins in a row, Sonny, and they're up to 31 points and third position. The big surprise of the top four has to be West Ham United. They're a London club. They don't really have any star players, and last year, for much of the season, they battled against relegation, but they're now up in fourth place with 28 points. And that means, Sonny, that if you froze the league right now, if you stopped it for the season, West Ham United would be playing in the Champions League next year, and that would be truly a remarkable achievement. Unfortunately, Southampton, their recent slump continued at the weekend, and they're now down to fifth place with 26 points. The same number as Arsenal. They had a good 4-1 win over Newcastle at the weekend. Tottenham, with that win at Swansea, they're up to 24 points. Newcastle, 23. And then Swansea, 22. And then, lo and behold, Sonny, in 10th position, Liverpool, really battling this season. And it's pretty plain to see what's gone wrong, Sonny. The loss of Suarez, I don't think their manager, Brendan Rodgers, realized just how crucial he was to that team. They are creating chances still, but Suarez is gone, Sturridge is injured, and there's absolutely nobody to plant that ball in the back of the net. So Liverpool in 10th position already, Sonny, 18 points behind Chelsea. So I think the absolute limit of Liverpool's ambitions now has got to be a top four position, and I'm not even sure they're capable of doing that. Usual situation in Italy with Juventus and Roma at the top. Juventus, 36 points. Roma, 35. And then a big gap of 9 points down to the third-placed Lazio and Sampdoria. So I'm guessing at this stage, Sonny, it looks like it's going to be the same as last season in Italy, a title chase between Juventus and Roma. Also, business as usual in Germany. Bayern Munich out in front, 39 points. Wolfsburg have got 30. And then Bayer Leverkusen, 24. Now, they're in third position. They're already 15 points behind Bayern Munich. What's interesting in France is that the star-studded Paris Saint-Germain are only in second place. They're on 37 points, 1 point behind Marseille, who've got 38. And then you've got Lyon with 36 points and Saint-Étienne with 33. So an exciting title race in prospect there, Sonny, in France.
Real Madrid competing in Morocco at the FIFA Club World Cup. Real Madrid also through to the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League, Europe's top club competition. Can you give us some details on the round of 16 draw?
Yeah, sure, Sonny. And this, as they say, is the business end of the competition. This is when it gets really serious. You've now got the group winners and runners-up coming up against each other. And then look at the draw and then perhaps some comments. PSG of France will face Chelsea of England. A big one, Manchester City of England against Barcelona of Spain. Juventus of Italy against Borussia Dortmund of Germany. Schalke of Germany against the defending champions, Real Madrid of Spain. Shakhtar Donetsk of Ukraine up against Bayern Munich of Germany. Arsenal of England up against Monaco of France. Bayer Leverkusen of Germany against Atletico Madrid of Spain. And then Bale, the team that knocked out Liverpool, the Swiss side, they'll be up against Porto of Portugal. Now, Sonny, the one fixture that jumps out from me is Manchester City against Barcelona. They met at the same stage of the competition last season, and Barcelona eliminated them. And Manchester City, of course, they came back from the dead in their group. They looked down and out after only taking 1 point against CSKA of Russia in two matches. But they finished off with a good 2-0 win over Roma in Italy. But this, I feel, once again, is going to be a step too far. I think Manchester City just won't be good enough against Barcelona. Real Madrid hammered Schalke in the competition last year. So I fear more misery coming up for the Germans. I cannot see them overturning that situation. An interesting tie, Sonny, is Arsenal against Monaco, because the Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, he coached the French club for some time, and this is an opportunity, I feel, for Arsenal to get further than the last 16, which is where they've tended to exit from the competition in recent years. We've got several matches between Spanish and German clubs, and another one is Atletico Madrid, last year's runners-up against Bayer Leverkusen, and here I would certainly fancy the Spaniards. And if you're looking for dark horses, keep an eye out for Bale, a very workmanlike Swiss club. They're up against Porto of Portugal, and I think the Swiss are capable of squeezing through to the last eight. Also, Sonny, you've got PSG against Chelsea, another France versus England clash, and that one's going to be particularly interesting because you've got Ibrahimovic, the Swedish striker, man who scores a lot of goals on the PSG side, and on the Chelsea side, of course, you've got Diego Costa, who's been scoring a lot of goals in the English Premier League.
Thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Wild animals and fruit bats can carry the Ebola virus. Avoid them or wear protective clothing. My name is Gareth Bale. Together, we can beat Ebola.
Magnus Chisholm calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisholm and we're calling from Imo State in Nigeria and wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best.
And all the best to you, Magnus, during this holiday season. Magnus Chisholm, Onwadiwe, a.k.a. the humble apostle of the sunny side of sports, has been a devoted disciple of the show, and he gets top billing in my latest blog post, which you can check out via the following internet address, blogs.voanews.com. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com. The title of the blog post is The Humble Apostle and Sporty Holiday Reflections. And you can read about a few of my holiday reflections during this festive season. In National Basketball Association action Wednesday night, the Memphis Grizzlies got past the defending champion San Antonio Spurs 117-116 in a wild three-overtime contest. Memphis center Mark Gasol scored 26 points, including an improbable banked-in three-point shot as regulation time expired in San Antonio. Gasol made another buzzer-beating shot in overtime to rescue the Grizzlies, who blew a 23-point lead during regulation. Zach Randolph had 21 points and 21 rebounds for the Grizzlies, who have been playing some excellent basketball. It was their sixth straight victory, and earlier this week, Memphis snapped the 16-game winning streak of the Golden State Warriors. Their win in San Antonio improved their record for the season to 21 wins and only 4 losses. The Spurs, meanwhile, now have a record of 17 victories and 9 defeats. I'm